And this is the rest of the story. Joe Gompers had been friends with Lawrence Hummel longer than anyone, 58 years in fact. So it came as no surprise to Joseph when Mr. Hummel left the bulk of his fortune to Bethany College. Hummel was 82 when he died. He'd been associated with the college for 30 years. In the will of the respected West Virginia institution, he designated that Bethany was to receive $1 million. But as I've said, Joe Gompers was rather expecting that. He had been Lawrence Hummel's attorney for decades. They met during the Depression years. In 1930, Lawrence Hummel's family owned a dairy farm on the outskirts of Wheeling. Hummel was 24 and already running the place with an older brother. That same year, a little neighbor boy showed up asking if he could help with the chores. The neighbor boy was named Joe Gompers, and he was barely six. Over the years that followed, little Joe took on more and more responsibilities around the farm, and he and Larry Hummel got to be good friends. "Would you like to be a farmer full-time someday?" Mr. Hummel once asked the boy. Little Joe said he didn't know, never then imagining how differently his life would turn out, for eventually Joe Gompers went to law school, joined a reputable Wheeling law firm, became a senior partner with a prestigious practice, and as you know by now, Joe's most valued client was Lawrence Hummel. By then, Mr. Hummel was associated with Bethany College, a local private school with about 800 students. No longer in the dairy business, Hummel had become somewhat of a Wall Street whiz, had made a fortune in the stock market. In fact, the stock market was just about all he could talk about. And he talked about it with the economics professors at Bethany. And he talked stock market with the dean of faculty. He talked stock market with anyone and everyone who would talk about it. Otherwise, Hummel's face would stay buried in the Wall Street Journal. All of the while, his attorney and best friend, Joe Gompers, was concerned about him. He kept saying, "Why don't you take time to enjoy life instead of spending all of your time investing?" But the stock market was Lawrence Hummel's life. And there just could be no enjoyment without it, he said. It was March 22 of this year that the elderly investor passed away and passed his fortune to Bethany College, a $1 million fortune. Attorney Joe Gompers saw it coming, but nobody else in the world did. For when Larry Hummel's mother died in 1952, he left the family dairy farm. He just disappeared for years. But then he resurfaced one day in Wheeling at Bethany College and asked for a job. No, not a position. He asked for a job. And he stayed at that job for the next 30 years, investing in the stock market with the savings from his meager earnings. A hobby the extent of which was known only by his best friend, Joe Gompers. Other people with whom Larry Hummel discussed stocks, in general, scarcely took him seriously. But then, who among the faculty or the administration of Bethany College could ever have imagined such phenomenal financial success? And it all came from the investments. It came from the nickels and dimes and pennies, from the humble savings of Larry Hummel, the school's good-natured, unpretentious, always shabbily dressed janitor. And now you know the rest of the story.